Can we take this song together as a family? Wherever we are, I want you to just bow down your head and raise your hand to the King of Kings and love us as we take this song. All the glory must be to the Lord, for He is worthy of our praise. Oh, no man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. All the glory must be to the Lord. Oh, for He is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. Thank you, Father. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all adoration. We thank you because you are the one at work in us, both to will and to do of your own good plan. We thank you for the abundance of grace. We thank you for the gift of righteousness. We thank you for your love that is upon us. We thank you for your life that we carry in us. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that is at work in us. We thank you for the victory that we have in Christ Jesus. We thank you for the rest that we have in Christ Jesus. We thank you for the grace that is made available for us. We say, without glorify. We say, thank you, Father. Father, we ask today in the name of Jesus that the Spirit of the living God comes to teach us, even as we know that you are here with us, in the name of Jesus. Reveal yourself to us in the world today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We say, be thou glorified. We say, be thou exalted. We return all the glory to you. We say, thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Brethren, I'd like to welcome you to the month of our visible victory, Christ Jesus. So this month, by the grace of God, we are emphasizing the results that comes out of the victory we have. Now, listen to me. If you have victory indeed, it must translate to results. Praise the Lord. If indeed you are victorious, it must translate into results. And one of the things that allows victory, one of the things that we must understand in order for our victory to translate to results, is what we have come to consider tonight in the next few minutes. We'll just look at the world for a few minutes and then we'll pray and we'll go. Praise the Lord. If a child of God is going to live a victorious life, if a believer is going to rest indeed, I mean, enter into the rest of Christ now, if anyone that is born of God is going to indeed experience God the way it should, he must understand one word: prosperity. The Greek word is eudaimonia, prosperity. The definition of this word and the understanding of it alone for a believer can take you from wherever you are now to the experience you should be having if you would act on what you know. Now, literally, the Greek word eumenia means well-being. Are we together now? It means well-being. It means to flourish. And it also means to prosper. Now, we must understand that the term prosperity itself is not a thing. Prosperity is a state of contentment. In the Greek word used eudaimonia, the description of the word is that it is a state of contentment and fulfillment. Two important words, contentment and fulfillment. Contentment and fulfillment. Contentment and fulfillment. There is a reason I'm emphasizing on these two words. And you will discover that one of the major problems of man is that one, he lacks contentment. Two, he every day of his life seeks fulfillment. The average man struggles with contentment. The average man now struggles with contentment. And is always on the look to attain fulfillment. Please, by all means, I want you to understand that if you see anyone that is by all means doing everything they can to get their goals, even though these goals may be evil to you, it may seem evil to you, but they believe that they can find contentment in it. So a man that cheats in order to put money together and get money together and become, be called the richest around and all of that, is doing so because he believes that by the time he attains all of that, he's going to be fulfilled. And it is at the end of it all that after everything he has done, fulfillment is nowhere to be found and contentment can't stay. So you can't, listen to me, everybody, you can't be contented if you are not fulfilling destiny. You can't be contented if you are not fulfilling, if you are not living a fulfilled life. You can't be contented. There is always something, there is no way you can do it. There is always something that will make you feel less than who you are. There will always be a need to become more, to be more, to prove to yourself that you are more. I am not encouraging mediocrity. I'm telling you that there is a threshold in life called fulfillment. There is a threshold in life called fulfillment. That if a man has gotten to this threshold, even if he may be small now, I go together now. He may be small. He might be insignificant to all of the today, but he is living a life that is fulfilled. I was going to now. He's fulfilling destiny. He's fulfilling a particular purpose. I was going to now. Even in that state, that man is going to be content, but may not be satisfied. There is a difference between contentment and satisfaction. So when a man is satisfied, it means that the man has finally decided to rest. He has gotten this place of rest. That at this point, I'm not doing anything again. At this point, I have no more expectations. Satisfaction means the end of expectations. But contentment means it's an understanding of reality. I want to get it now. Understanding of reality based on the hope of a better future. So you can be contented but not satisfied. This is why the Bible says that godliness with contentment is great gain. Now, godliness with contentment. So it does not mean you are going to be having it all easy all along. But because you know the glory that is set ahead of you, you know that is a bright future ahead of you. You know, not that you just hope, you know what lays ahead of you. You are content with what you have today because you understand this is not the head. These two words, they play an important role in your understanding. In fact, they play the important role in the definition of prosperity. So if a man is going to prosper, these two elements must be in his life. Contentment, fulfillment. Now, both of these, both contentment and fulfillment, can only be achieved through living in a particular way. Contentment and fulfillment are not default settings. They can only be achieved when a man lives in a particular way. Now, Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. We see in the Bible, after God created the first man, Adam, and his wife, Eve, or shall I say, and his helper, Eve, God told them something very essential in Genesis 1, verse 28. Let's put it together. Now, Genesis 1, verse 28. The Bible says, I will read all scripture from my hand. Don't worry. Please don't worry. Read all scripture from my hand. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 27. It says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Now verse 27 says, and God. Blessed them. Please pay attention, everybody. And God blessed them. And
stand white, bushy man, praise the Lord. Genesis 1:28. And God blessed them, and God said to them.
This is the blessing. He said, be fruitful, multiply. He said, replenish in the name of Jesus. Have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moves of the earth. Now God bless them. God looked at them and blessed them. In other words, God empowered them that way. And what's that way? God empowered them. To become able to be fruitful, to become able to multiply, to become able to replenish the earth, to become God bless them. Now, as a result of God blessing them, we saw that Adam began to prosper.
Praise the Lord. Sorry. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Bible says that God blessed them. God blessed Adam and Eve. He empowered them to live in a particular way. He empowered them to live a particular life. In other words, he empowered them to prosper. So God's original intention for man is so that man may prosper. This is the original intention of God. Because if Adam had been living the way God intended him to live, you will find that we'll be able to experience two things. One, fulfillment. Two, contentment. But the moment they disobeyed and were driven out of the place, from that day, the search of men for fulfillment and contentment begins. We see the wisest man on earth. Are we together now? The supposed wisest man, or let me say wisest king on earth. Look at this. He gave two controversial statements about money. You know, many people have thought that if they had enough in their lives, they will become fulfilled. Unfortunately, fulfillment, or say prosperity, does not come as a result of your natural resources, material resources. The Lord Jesus said that the life of a man does not consist of his material abundance. Praise the Lord. Sadly, the reception is so bad tonight, but I'm going to give up. Now, as I was saying, that since the day they left the garden, and God pushed them out, since that day they search for fulfillment. Since that day, their search for, we see Solomon, the so-called richest man on earth. So-called richest man on earth. So-called richest man on earth. He made two controversial statements about money. The first one, he said, money answereth all things. Pay attention, pay attention. This is Solomon speaking now. He said, money answereth all things. Then he came back and said, look at me, brethren, that I have tried it. I have seen that all is vanity. That he said, I have tried it, I have looked at it, I have experienced it. Talk about money, I have. Talk about fame, I have. Talk about women, I have. Talk about wealth, I have. Talk about wisdom, I have. But I have discovered that all of it is vanity. This is the same man that said, God has given me rest, I have rest on all sides. Yet, he says all of it is vanity. This is to tell you that prosperity is beyond material resources. It is beyond what you can gather with your hands. It is beyond what you can get with your personal efforts. Praise the Lord. Prosperity is first and foremost a nature. First and foremost a nature. God blessed the man, and the man became a pinnacle, or so to say, he became a source of blessing to other things that were created. So from the day that the man became cursed, this is what Genesis chapter 3 helps us understand, that from the day the man became cursed, every other thing that was connected to man also became cursed. And so God did not curse the land. The land, God said, cursed is the land for your sake. So because of what you have done, the land is cursed. Praise the Lord. So when the man prospers, naturally, everything he touches prospers. When the man does not prosper, everything around him refuses to prosper. It is not, there are some things we need to correct. It is not by praying. Adam didn't have to pray to have dominion. Adam didn't have to pray, I want to get it now, to subdue the heart. Adam didn't have to pray to relate with animals. He didn't have to pray to give hundreds of thousands of animals name without running out of ideas. Get me right. Praying is good. Get me right. Praying is wonderful. But you need to understand that there are limitations to praying. So prosperity is first and foremost a nature and a state of being. So a man prospers. Hear me now, everybody. A man prospers because he has been blessed. This is the first thing you must understand about prosperity, that a man prospers because he is blessed and equipped, and he is the definition of prosperity, or say his nature is prosperity. Now, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, the Lord Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Why? Listen to me. The Bible says that the blessing of God, it maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Let me repeat. That the blessing of God maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. The blessing of God maketh rich. And we see that the first man was blessed. As long as the life of God was in him, he remained blessed. But from the day that he disobeyed and the life of God in him left, everything around him became cursed. Praise the Lord. So first and foremost, the nature of a man determines whether he's going to prosper or not. See, we are not stupid. And sincerely speaking, I believe that the Bible understands what it's saying. There is a difference between fame and prosperity. There's a difference between power and prosperity. There's a difference between authority and prosperity. There is a difference between money and prosperity. All of these things does not equal to prosperity, but prosperity can give back to all of this. This is the mystery. This is the secret behind the Lord Jesus saying, seek first the kingdom of God. There is a reason. Now, in John 10:10, the Lord Jesus said, the thief cometh to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But they said, my mission is simple. My job is direct, is straightforward, is simple. My job is that you may have life. I have come so that you may have life. And the next thing that will happen because you have life is that you become able to multiply it. Notice, Matthew 6:33, I have come that you may have life. The same life that enabled Adam to prosper, the same life that Adam lost and everything around him became cursed, the same life that mankind lost and everything around mankind became cursed, the same life, the same life that is missing the world, I mean, in so many people in the world today, and that is what the world is in the mess it is in right now. You may be wondering, come on, of course we have Christians that have the life of God. Yes, we have many Christians today, over a billion Christians in the world today that have the life of God, but very few of this number knows how to live by that life. Very few. And prosperity is not just about being a nature. Despite the fact that prosperity is your nature, it has to be reviewed. It has to be reviewed. It has to be reviewed. So your nature can be prosperity and it is not reviewed. You can have a state, you can be in a state of prosperity. You can have the nature of prosperity. You can be prosperity defined as not prosper. I want to get it now. Let's get the understanding. But we're just getting to the point now. That to really prosper, you must have the life. Now, if you have the life, listen to me now. If you have the life, you already have the recipe and ability for prosperity. Praise the Lord. Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness. He said, I have come that you may have life. And then the next thing that will happen is that you will be able to multiply it. I have come that you may have life and that you might have it abundantly. And in other words, Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and prosper. Because the same word, have it abundantly, we can transliterate it into multiply it. We can translate it into prosperity. Because the same thing the Lord, God told Adam was that be fruitful. And he said what? Multiply. Be fruitful. And then he said, multiply. Now Jesus is saying the same thing. He said, I have come that you may have the life. And as a result of this life, you will prosper. Now, so what I'm saying in essence is this, that if you have the life of God, your nature is prosperity, not failure. Your nature is prosperity, not mediocrity. Your nature is prosperity. Your nature is prosperity, not smallness. So if God is asking you to do one thing in another, you must have this at the back of your mind that it is to bring out, it is to reveal the prosperity that you have. And that is the problem with men in the world today. We have sincere speakers, sincere believers, sincere tongue-speaking believers, sincerely. They believe God, they trust God, but science will not let them move forward. Reason will not let them move forward. They subject every word of God to reason. They subject every word of God to science. They subject every word of God to the possibility that is limited by the realm of reality, so-called reality. So what we see is prosperity bending to the will of mediocrity at the end of it all. Praise the Lord. At the end of it all, we see prosperity bending to the will of mediocrity. Because of the so-called knowledge of the world. Because of the so-called reality. I am saying this expressly, that your nature, if you are a child of God, your nature is prosperity. You have the capacity and capability to prosper. And this is why the Bible says that in Romans 5:17, that how much more they that have received the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. It says, what will happen is that they will reign in life. Now, there may not be a physical throne for you to sit on and a crown on your head, and people are coming to pay homage and say, Kabi, you see, the king of so-so city. No, that's not what God is saying. God is saying, you are going to reign in life. It means you are going to carry the relevance of a king. And a man carrying the relevance of a king cannot be mediocre. You are going to carry the aura, the relevance, the manifestation of a king. Tell yourself, I am a candidate for prosperity. I am prosperity defined. It is so important that we understand this. You see children of God genuinely, because they don't understand, we go to God asking, bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me. When even you yourself, you have become so blessed that you have to become a blessing. Listen to me. God told Abraham that I will give unto you a blessing. And all that God gave Abraham was a blessing. God gave Abraham a blessing. Abraham became the father of many nations. Now, God gave Abraham a blessing, and he became the father of many nations. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us with all of the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. That he has blessed us with all of the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. So you are not to be seeking blessings up and down. You are the blessing. Praise the Lord. Is somebody listening to me tonight? I am saying that you are the blessing. The blessing that everybody is playing for up and down is not just upon you. You have embodied the blessing. Praise the Lord. Let's read that Matthew chapter 6 so that we can understand what Jesus was saying from that context. Matthew chapter 6 from verse 23. We're reading up to verse 33, and then we look at the second part that is required to enable to reveal prosperity. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6 from verse 23. I read from my hand. Now, let's start from verse 22. This is the Lord Jesus speaking here. He said, the light of the body, the light of the body is the eye. Now, it says, if therefore your eye be single, it says, your whole body shall be full of light. If your eye be evil, your whole body shall be full of darkness. From verse 25, the Bible says, therefore I say to you, take no thought for your life. Now, this is what the Lord Jesus is saying to you. Now, this is going to be a bit difficult. Not a bit difficult, a lot difficult. He said, take no thought for your life. Do not think about your life. Do not think about your needs. He said, don't think about what you should eat or what you should drink. Not yet for your body, which what you shall put on. He said, Is life not more than meat, and the body than raiment? And I say something. He said, look at the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. I'm going somewhere with this. He says, are you not much better than they? Now he says, which one of you, by taking thoughts, can add one cubit to his stature? Now it says, why take your thoughts for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. It says, yet I say to you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not like one of this one. Even Solomon in all of his glory was not like this one. Now, Jesus was speaking figuratively here. There is a reason he chose to use Solomon as an example. He said, look at me. This is what the people in the world had been doing since the time Adam lost the life. They had been thinking about how they would get to the level of fulfillment. And everything that man has been doing, evil, good, bad, you name it, has been driven by the need to attain fulfillment. And this is why I keep telling you that no man is evil by design. No man is evil intentionally, rather. So if you see a man that becomes evil, he became evil by something's design or somebody's design. And so if he can become evil by design, he can become good by design. This is the truth you must understand. Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So there is no distinction. God is not looking at men as evil any longer. He's looking at men as people in bondage. So if you like go around tagging on believers, evil people, you are the one with the problem. Because God is not seeing them the way you are seeing them. Understand this. He said, this is what the people in the world are doing, and they have not been able to find fulfillment. He said, look at Solomon. In all of his glory, he was not even arrayed in glory like the lilies of the field. As wonderful as Solomon is, was not even arrayed like the lilies of the field. That the lilies of the field were more fulfilled than Solomon. Now it says they were fulfilled because your father in heaven cares for them. It says, if your father in heaven cares for lilies, how much more you? And this is why he said, see, come. Let me tell you the secret. Therefore, take no thought saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? He said, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek. After all these things do the people that do not have prosperity as their nature seek. He says, your heavenly father knows that you have need for it. And I said, so what is what you are going to do? Pay attention. He said, find the kingdom of God. Find the kingdom of God. Why? Because when you find the kingdom of God, you are going to find the life of God. The kingdom of God comes along with the life of God. He says, if you can find that kingdom, he says the kingdom has a standard operating procedure. And he says, and the righteousness. Find the kingdom. Find the standard operating procedure of the kingdom. Not self-righteousness. Find the righteousness of that kingdom. He then said, every other thing will be added. Every other thing will be added. Now, every other thing will be added to you. Because you know how to operate the kingdom. Every other thing will be added to you because you know how to bring prosperity out. You know how prosperity is revealed. You will now prosper. Listen to me now. All other things that makes men prosper, all other things, okay, that makes we describe men as prosper comes as a result of having the kingdom. And this is why, regardless of what any man has, they can't truly obtain fulfillment without Christ. I can tell you this authoritatively. 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 Find the kingdom. Find his righteousness. Every other thing will be added. Praise the Lord. So this is what we're saying. That prosperity is your... Now look at it now. If you have found the kingdom indeed, you have the life. If you indeed have the life, and you have the necessary recipe for prosperity. In fact, you have become prosperity, how do you put it now? Personalized. Now, this is the issue. He said, Jesus didn't say you stop at the kingdom. No, he didn't say you stop at the kingdom. He said, you seek the righteousness of that kingdom. And this is where we have this is where we have a challenge, a major challenge in the body of Christ. Understanding the term righteousness of the kingdom. The righteousness of the kingdom. You see that I'm emphasizing on this? The righteousness of the kingdom. So the kingdom has a righteousness. And prosperity is revealed. Listen to me, everybody. The prosperity that you are now, your nature of prosperity is revealed as a product of living by the righteousness of the kingdom. We will take this second part by the grace of God in a night school on Thursday. So please, I am begging you, whether you are in this meeting now or you'll be listening to the replay, please, by all means, get your hands on the night school replay, the coming night school, this Thursday. If you can't get your hands on the replay, join the meeting by all means. This coming Thursday, 9 p.m. To conclude this series, we will not wait till next week Sunday. I'm so sorry the reception had, you know, done a lot. But we must understand this line. That you have the recipe for prosperity. That you are prosperity defined. That your nature is prosperity. And so if, listen to me, I need to be frank with you. And so if you are living in mediocrity, if people that are still seeking fulfillment and contentment are still above you in a way, if you are still having to compete with unbelievers, something is wrong. Something is wrong. Now, that thing does not mean you are no longer prosperity. No, no. That thing does not mean that God's prosperity has left you. No. It does not mean that your nature has changed. Remember, Jesus said, seek first the kingdom. So you have got the kingdom. Because Jesus said in Luke chapter 17, verse 20, that when they asked him when the kingdom of God should come, he said, look, you're not going to find the kingdom of God anywhere. You're not going to be able to say it is there or it is here. He says, why? And he asked him why. He said, no, the reason is because the kingdom of God will be in you. The kingdom of God will be in you. So if you have the kingdom of God in you, you have the life of God in you. You have the nature of God in you. And the first thing we see about Elohim that was introduced to us in Genesis chapter 1. The first thing we see, the first introduction of Elohim now, the first introduction of the nature of God now, was that he creates. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. This is the first introduction of the nature of God, the creative part of God. I am telling you this so that you can understand that you are not clueless. Listen, I understand your life looks like you are clueless. You can create things. Pastor, all my life, I've not even been able to draw. When I was told they asked us to draw, all of my heart was rubbish. And you are telling me that you are a creator. Yes, I'm telling you, by the authority of the scripture, you are a creator. It is your nature. It is in you to be able to bring forth things. Kaimala sapo yanata. It is in you to be able to bless things. Because of you, things you come in contact with should be blessed. There was a guy that used to, my baba. Or let me say my hairstylist. If I use finesse, Kim Hakokwe, my hairstylist. Young man knows that anytime I come to his shop, anytime, he's going to be loaded with work that day. I'm being honest. Anytime. So if I go to his shop early on Monday morning, all throughout that Monday morning, he knows that throughout that Monday, there is nothing he can do about it. It will have to be, you know, attended to customers from morning till evening. There was a particular day I wanted to, you know, just shape my hair. At the same time, I needed to charge my phone very fast. And when we got there, it was already packing up to leave. And when I got there, it was like, ah, okay, you can't say no to me. And I told the person that was there with me, I said, look, this guy that said he's about to go now, for the next 3 hours, he's going to be here. Lo and behold, for the next 3 hours, indeed, he was there. In fact, he had to practically beg some people to go and come back the next day. Because you are blessed, I am telling you that things around you can become so blessed. If I happen to buy something from you, or I come to your shop and I stay with you, don't worry, you just watch. Even if they have not sold anything in the morning, you just wait and watch. Within 10 minutes of me being there, you look at the people that will be coming. I am a blessed man. When I touch things, they become blessed. This is your reality. You must first come to this understanding before you can begin to look at the revelation of the prosperity. You must first come to the understanding. You are not blessed because you do things. You are blessed because you are a blessed man. The things around you are not blessed because you know how to do things. Mm-mm. They are blessed first and foremost because the person doing it is blessed. So it is not until you rain down prayers. See, there's something you must understand that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you may be able to think or ask for, but according to the power that worketh in you. So there is a power that works in you. There is a power that works in you. That power is called the kingdom of God. So if you can use that power, listen to me now, your prayers will not be a limitation. So even though you don't pray, you will still get results. You know, we have limited, listen, I'm frank with you now, we have limited our experience to God to our ability to pray. We have limited our experience of God to our ability to think. And the Bible says that God is able to do beyond what you may be able to say in prayer. He is able to do beyond what you may be able to think, but according to the power that is at work in you. So pray as you want, think as you may. If you do not know how to use the power that is in you, you see nothing. This is why there are many prayers unanswered. Be wise. Understand this. You are blessed, not because... Listen to me now. Your work is blessed. Your business is blessed. Your academics is blessed. Your career is blessed. Every other thing that you do is blessed. Not because you are just putting all of the effort. No. But first and foremost, because you are blessed. You know what this means? This means that even when you do your best, you expect the best. And even when circumstances force you into not being able to do your best, you still expect the best. If you are prosperity personalized, can you begin to pray in the spirit? If you know that your nature is prosperity, can you begin to steer yourself up? Can you begin to digest what you have heard so far and rise up your faith on it? If you know and you believe indeed that you are a carrier of the life and the nature and the kingdom of God, and your nature is prosperity, and that you have blessed indeed. Please continue to pray in the spirit. Lezire malika shubrandera kanya malos badate. Egrane mala beria na vubre de ligata na satonia na shata. Egagazegere de beri gradu se brede. Lemne de ni an gradu sa brashati beri kanya to. Abele de ligata sabia landre kana sopcha. Egeregezizabure, Igane Giandarama Librandra Canesate, Elemrendre, Ilegradira Gazubra de Mina Catorana, Shatali Bradoga, Ebredi Alagale Braduga, Ainerende Kelescalagu, Ibaratiana Sapenia Nabe, Ebredi Alla Catori Bayan Shatande Rebete, Egagazire Via La Torina. Ibradura, la calibra to sepeli, e granama lombra nakata, e grenikeneme se trendere che nina jari braduze, e remedombrane, e la grindre che de sicrara shura baladagi, e le credere via le grava sopra de baradundra la calacata, e gradusaka, e credibede che deria la gradi beretegiga, e gremelecre, e le credere bele cansura bashere belec ribaratura balati, e le credeva la calibra dosata, ibradu, e le credi, e credere che de che sicarata shikaro kata, e gremene viana malon. And Rindra Malaka Rabasade, Elebradora, Elekri Alakasi Bradosha Prade de Calabalati, Akori Elekri Balasabalik, Balasabalik, rise up. Melissa Tonya Mashabareda, out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. Eganesa Pia Durete, and everywhere the rivers touch, they bring forth life. Mekerekesi Prature Malatega, everything I lay my hands upon shall prosper. Because I am prosperity defined, I carry the life and nature of God. Elia gazindranaka ibradure nanaba shaborandreketi ibradura le barato ebrekeni malaki ramale sabradi elekredi ana sopa yaraba shirende igirimalasi bra ibrendura malapri nakabala sabaringa. Stretch forth your hands and begin to speak forth into it. Everything I lay these hands upon, they prosper. Why? Because they are carrying the life and nature of God. Ibrarabale brede kedi ara grabasi bradura balata elemerundre kenesiga igreremele crede elegredere elegredere elekre kala kali kere keseki la kasukra bashikata igagaru kere bendere kene bianando ramalati amore ele brando rakasi igreremelete elebrendere kata igranuna bara dendere malakada mara kasi brashatara balebede elebrederia la barikata basoda. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name, we are still praying. Can we stretch forth our hands? Let me pray for us. Let me pray with us, rather. Can we stretch forth our hands? Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we give you all the glory and adoration. We should be exalted in the name of Jesus. I speak forth into this, all of these hands that are stretched forth in the name of Jesus, that they are blessed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I activate the blessings of God that is upon the carrier of these hands, that anywhere he lays these hands upon, from today, henceforth, even if those things were dead, they come to life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, go forth and begin to bring birth life. Go forth and begin to cause things to rise. Go forth and begin to bless lives. Go forth and begin to bless businesses. Go forth and begin to bless communities. Go forth and begin to reign as kings, because you are blessed. In the name of Jesus, even as you go forth, you manifest as blessings everywhere. In the name of Jesus, nothing can by any means hurt you, because you have been given the authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing can by any means hurt you. No evil of any kind shall befall these ants and their carriers and the owners, in the name of Jesus. Even as you go forth this week, every day in this week is blessed. In the name of Jesus, I redeem this day, every day in this week, from any evil of any kind, in the name of Jesus. And I declare that this month, as you go forth, the victory that you have in Christ Jesus become visible in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for in Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Once again, I want to implore us quickly, please and please and please, we're not done with our teaching on the prosperity. By the grace of God, this coming night school, we're going to conclude the teaching. So if by any means, try your best to be there this coming Thursday by 9 p.m. on our Telegram platform. Now, if you cannot join us, try your best to listen to the replay. God bless you. Once again, I'm very sorry. The reception was a bit bad tonight. This is for the sake of people that will be listening to the replay. I'm very sorry about that. But thank you very much. God bless you for joining. And please do not be shy to share the messages with other people. Do not be shy to be blessings indeed. Don't hoard what you have earned, what you have. Give to other people liberally. They need what you have. Give and you'll be blessed in the name of Jesus. Can we share the grace in fellowship even as we go forth? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Shalom.